Welcome to this Shabby Hanukkah special edition of the Inner Side Radio program, produced on Pacifica Radio's Third Coast Outpost in Houston, Texas. And feel free to drop me an email, scooterkpft@yahoo.com. And Shabby Hanukkah!
On the first night of Hanukkah, Jewish parents do something that can only be described as sadistic. When they hand their children a top, I will repeat this, a top to play with. They call this top a dreidel. I know a top when I see one. You can call it the king's nuts. Call it whatever you like, it's a top. And a top is not something you play with. A top is not a toy. What are you thinking? A toy is something you participate with. It'd be like the equivalent if you had a young girl and she wanted a Barbie and you handed her a stick and said, give it a name. All a top is good for is when you have an infant and you want to know how they're going to be doing in school, spin the top in front of them. And if your infant stares at the top for more than 30 seconds, you better hope the kid's an artist. That's all I'm saying. All a top told me was that I was going to have to find a religion that knew what the definition of fun is. What do you do with a top? You spin it. Woohoo, look at that son of a bitch. God damn it, get me an asthma inhaler. I'm having the time of my life. I can barely breathe. I'm having so much fun. What are we going to do? Spin it again? 8 days of gifts. That works well on paper. It always sounds like every night is Christmas night, and it's not even close. Even all 8 days together does not stack up to Christmas Day. And I know this, because every Christmas Day of my youth, I would go and see my friends, my Christian friends, and see what they had gotten. And under the tree was everything that I dreamed of having. A pony? You have a pony too? Are we even zoned for livestock? And that's when I learned for the first time what the biblical word covet meant. It means, I want it now! And then I went next door to celebrate Hanukkah. And that's when I first understood what the word depression meant. Oh boy, a pen and pencil set. How lucky for me that I have two eyes. Whew. That's pretty ingenious. How did you get the name of the bank off the marble base? If you were smart enough to think of that, couldn't you have thought of a toy? The next night was a notebook. Whew. Not much play in a notebook. Maybe you can whack your penis with it a couple of times, and the game's over. Third night, socks. Whew, be still my heart. Socks, huh? You have some buttons I can sew on the socks? Thereby creating some hand puppets. What is the matter with you people? It's a holiday, not a goddamn care package. Next night was an eraser. Well, that was good. Pen and pencil set, notebook, socks, eraser. Face it, it's a back to school holiday.
I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December, there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah. Like a baby in his cradle, I'll be playing with my dreidel, spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea. I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals,
lighting candles. In the streets, I'm schwitzing for every one of those 8 nights of lights and a menorah of motherfucking fantasy and fun. All rolled to see the thing is, I'm not really Jewish, but Mike said, kid, won't you come down? So I hopped up to do this. Through this time of 8 days, we all come together and celebrate. We grab lots of monsters, lockers, a.k.a. potato pancakes.
From Gibbo, way down in Mississippi. But in December, there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah. Like a baby in his cradle, I'll be playing with my dreidel. Here's the Judas Maccabeus.
Once again, no, I don't mean to open. I grub on my gut, felt a fish. As quick as I can, then a light a candle and ouch. Whoops, I just burned my hand. Don't really matter though, cause I gotta go and down some man and shed its wine. Yeah, now I'm feeling just fine.
Yo, Mikey in the temple or up on the beamer eating. Holla, holla. You know I'll be cleaner than the shiny silver platter of chocolate chip macaroons. My afro leaving Mike's shadows as I step in the room. You heard? Hanukkah was coming and it's coming correct. Lighting candles, open presents, giving family respect to the creator of the earth and of the food of
Maccabeus. Boy, if he could only see us spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica.
Bye. Get straight along.
The road to hell is lined with polka bands. You're listening to The Inner Side.
Okay. This is a song that there's a lot of Christmas songs out there and not too many Hanukkah songs. So wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Sha-na-na and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew.
You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish.
Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew.
Yeah. But guess who is Hall of Famer Rod Carew? He converted.
We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby.
Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby.
Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is.
Well, he's not, but guess who is? All Three Stooges.
So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah.
Oh, bar, get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really wanna go, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
It's the Hanukkah Channel, 8 days and 8 nights of non-stop Hanukkah programming. And now the story of Hanukkah with our host, Veronica Monica.
Hello, Veronica Monica here, reporting the story of Hanukkah, the place Judea, the time long, long ago. Longer. Too long. There, stop there. Good. Now, the Jewish people had been told that they couldn't celebrate their customs and beliefs the way they wanted to.
The king says you can't celebrate your beliefs and customs the way you want to.
Aww. One man decided to go against the king and keep on celebrating and believing just like he always did. That man was Judah Maccabee.
Hi, I'm Judah Maccabee, and I celebrate and believe the way I want to.
Judah got all of his friends together and chased the king and all of his followers out, so that the Jews could continue celebrating and believing just the way they wanted to.
And stay out, you meanies.
The first thing that Judah and his people did was to clean up the temple.
Who's got the paper towels? I need some absorbent paper towels here.
And after it was all spick and span, they decided to light an oil lamp in the temple that would never go out.
We will light this oil lamp that will never go out!
Excuse me, Mr. Maccabee, but we only have enough oil to light it for one day.
So?
But something strange and wonderful happened. That lamp stayed lit one day, then 2 days, 3 days, and on it went for 8 whole days, just enough time for them to get more oil.
Wow, the lamp stayed lit! This is some great lamp!
It wasn't me. I had nothing to do with it.
That means it must have been...
You guessed. It was a Hanukkah miracle.
Hooray!
And that's why today people celebrate Hanukkah and light candles for 8 nights. This is Veronica Monica, and that's the story of Hanukkah.
Coming up next on the Hanukkah Channel, to Maccabee or not to Maccabee.
When I find myself in mid-December, store-wide savings call to me. I remember Judah Maccabee. Though Santa looks just like my rabbi, still I know he's not for me. I remember Judah Maccabee. Maccabee, Maccabee, burning bright eternally. I remember Judah Maccabee. Maccabee, Maccabee, my menorah lets me see. I remember Judah Maccabee.
Do people decorate outside? Did you do that?
No, that's something that's very definitely American, I think, the decorating the outside of your house. Because you don't want to draw attention to yourself in a country full of Presbyterians. You know, so the lights on the outside of your house would imply in some way that the people inside were in some way cheerful, which is going to single you out for derision amongst your neighbours.
Wait, there's more.
Here he jumps into his caddy, and he was mad as heck. He took off after Santa to break his jolly neck. Santa and his reindeer flew into the stratosphere. With Harry and his Cadillac right up Prince's rear. They flew off over Iceland and down past Pakistan. Harry screaming out his window like an irate taxi man. You just wait, you Santa, till I get my hands on you. You'll be homeless while I'm eating your reindeer stew. The chase moved over Canada into the USA. It stalled over Seattle and rolled into L.A. And then at Morley's Deli, there the two touched down. And I know I never will forget that great earthquaking sound. And I saw Hanukkah Harry beat the Santa. Outside Morley's Deli Christmas night, we got grumbling elves and nearly orphaned reindeer on the street and spoiling for a fight. Oi, wait, there's more. Now there's a moral to this story for those who want to know. It's one that you should take with you wherever you may go. It doesn't matter who you are or how much good you do. If you smash an old man's caddy, you'll get the dickens beat out of you. I saw Hanukkah Harry beat up Santa outside Molly's Deli Christmas night. Now we've got grumbling elves and really ticked off reindeer on the street, it's spoiling for a fight. I saw Hanukkah Harry beat up Santa outside Molly's Deli Christmas night. We got grumbling elves and really ticked off reindeer on the street, it's spoiling for a fight. On the street, it's spoiling for a fight. Hey, would you look what he did with himself?
On the first night of Hanukkah, my bubby gave to me
a John Stewart for President T.
On the second night of Hanukkah, my bubby gave to me
a set of Yiddish magnets
and a John Stewart for President T.
On the third night of Hanukkah, my bubby gave to me
a high maintenance
set of Yiddish magnets
and a John Stewart for President T.
On the fourth night of Hanukkah, my bubby gave to me
a Schwitz towel,
a high maintenance t-shirt,
set of Yiddish magnets
and a John Stewart for President T.
On the fifth night of Hanukkah, my bubby gave to me
convert to Judaism breath spray,
a Schwitz towel,
a high maintenance t-shirt,
set of Yiddish magnets
and a John Stewart for President T.
On the sixth night of Hanukkah, my bubby gave to me
a red bendel charm bracelet, convert to Judaism breath spray,
a Schwitz towel,
a high maintenance t-shirt,
set of Yiddish magnets
and a John Stewart for President T.
On the seventh night of Hanukkah, my bubby gave to me
a giant inflatable menorah,
a red bendel charm bracelet, convert to Judaism breath spray,
a Schwitz towel,
a high maintenance t-shirt,
set of Yiddish magnets
and a John Stewart for President T.
On the eighth night of Hanukkah, my bubby gave to me
what would Barbara do t-shirt,
a
giant inflatable menorah,
a red bendel charm bracelet, convert to Judaism breath spray,
a Schwitz towel,
a high maintenance t-shirt,
set of Yiddish magnets
and a John Stewart for President T.
I'm rubber and you're glue. What the hell did we eat? You're listening to The Inner Side with your host, Scooter.
If you're Christian, you get cheesed off at the Jesus. I got Jew-hating stuff to follow it. So I got a fucking big, blistering chunk of Jew-hating coming right your way right now. I wrote this bunch of Jew-hating stuff. I didn't intend to. I was over in Scotland. Every year in August in Edinburgh, Scotland, they have the Fringe Festival. It's the biggest arts festival in the world. It's a whole month long, and I'm there in August, and some jackass writer for the London Times, he's writing a story about anti-Semitism at the Fringe, and they had found a review of mine from earlier in the festival, this anti-Semitic guy, and where I had been quoted out of context Like, oh, just a string of blurbs. He says shocking things like blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And one of the things I had said that he quoted was, I hate the Jews. Which sounds anti-Semitic. So all of a sudden, I get thrown into his little piece of literature. And I had said it. I had said it, yeah, without question. But I had said it like in a happy, fun-loving, Jew-hating way. There's no animosity. It wasn't even a bit of mine. It was just some aside when I was rambling about Mel Gibson was in the news at that time. And I'm rambling about him being called anti-Semitic, going, why is he getting so much press? He's an actor. Who gives a f*** what he thinks? I need press. I hate the Jews. Give me press. And ironically, bam, 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 banging on the door. It's a funny story. If you know me, if you guys have known me for a while, I've been doing this 17 years, and I could fill 3 CDs worth of just the Christian bashing alone I've done over my career. I've done Mormon bashing and Muslim bashing. I'll do more Scientology bashing once I have a stronger legal team, but... But it wasn't until this phone call that I realized I've never done any Jew bashing in my whole career. All the religion bashing I've done, I never fucked with the Jews. I'm like, what? And they do. In religion bashing, Jews never get fucked with because, A, they don't have the aggressive recruiting policies that other religions do. They don't have billboards every 30 feet. Yeah, be a Jew or burn in hell. Jew God is watching you. They're not banging on your door with pamphlets. We want to talk to you about Judaism. So they don't get for that. They don't get because they have that Holocaust sympathy they can surf on for another 15 years till the last survivor dies or till History Channel goes out of business. But... And the Jews, to their credit, they don't have the history of atrocities that other religions have. They don't, because they lost all the time. Sorry. Like, but they don't, yeah. They're not like, you know, the Muslims and Catholics. I've heard so many comics doing bits about this new pope. Oh, isn't it scary? This new pope used to be a Nazi? And you go, not when you look at that track record side by side. The Nazis versus the Catholic Church? The Nazis only lasted a dozen years and they got their ass handed to them in a high hat. Catholic Church has a far more prosperous and prestigious record of murder and torture and tyranny and oppression and nonsense, not to mention the kid f***ing, and they're still around and more popular than ever. I'd be far more afraid to hear someone go, you know that new Nazi? He used to be a pope. I'm out of here. That guy's dangerous. So fuck the Jews. That's what I'm saying. I guess I'm sorry. I never said it over the course of my career, but fuck the Jews. Just for being a religion at all, you're as complicit as the rest in the retardation of human intellectual progress. Fuck you too. Fuck you. My brother's a Jew. My brother's a Jew, and I hate his guts for it. Not like I'm like hate level, but think he converted because the only humorless in his life that would ever f*** him twice, he had to cave in and marry her. Because he's afraid to die alone, but he doesn't mind settling for less, and now they're together and in a passionless swamp of a relationship. And they teach their kids that. See, the parents wouldn't have him if he wasn't converted to Judaism because they're racist. And there's another reason I don't like racists. You're not good enough if you're not a Jew. Fuck you. Mostly I hate the Jews because they're wicked annoying. Can we agree on that? Really, they're wicked annoying. Of all the religions I've been around, the Jews have a tendency to throw their Judaism into whatever conversation you're having. Oh, I'm a typical Jewish mother. Did I say I grew up Jewish? Well, my Jew family had Jew. That's all I got to say. Jew. I'm at an airport bar with you. I have to talk to you, but can you stop reminding me that you're irrational in every third sentence? It's like people who are really into their astrological sign and they have to pitch that into whatever conversation you're having to define themselves. That's funny. I'm a Virgo. Here's my Virgo coming out again. You're going to have to excuse me. I'm a bit of a perfectionist. It's because I'm a Virgo. No, it's because you're a douchebag. And you've been busting my balls all day. It has nothing to do with your astrological sign or some alignment of the stars. It's because you're dead, and it's time for you to take individual responsibility for who you are. You're an asshole. Be who you are. But I'm a Jew. We naturally carry a lot of guilt. It's a Jewish thing. No, it's a you thing. You, that chair, has nothing to do with Judy. If you have guilt, maybe you're weak of character. Maybe you're guilty of something. I don't know. Maybe you just stole that bottle of Jaeger out of my freezer. And you're trying to, but it has nothing to do with some ancient tribe of blah, blah, blah. That's not attached to your DNA, right? By the same logic, we all come from apes. But I don't throw ape in every conversation. Use ape to define myself. Use ape as an excuse to defecate in my thumbless mitt and then hurl it at you. I'm sorry, did I just splatter you with wet feces? I'm sorry, I have a very rich ape upbringing, a strong ape heritage. I'm an ape.
From the top, we heard from Lewis Black, Tom Lehrer, Incubus, Adam Sandler, Veronica Monica out of Sesame Street, Craig Ferguson, Pop Judica, Hell Pope Huey, Doug Stanhope said, "Fuck the Jews," and My Menorah was from American Comedy Network. This and all other Inner Side programs can be found on the Inner Tubes, Google Inner Side, because this is the Inner Side radio program jacking in from a crumbling empire somewhere on the fringes of the Milky Way. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week. And have Hanukkah.